Hello, everyone. This is your PESTA president, Laura Gerton, and I'm excited to bring you my seventh installment of the PESTA Presidents podcast, and my first one for the year 2015. Can you believe it? 2015 has arrived, and I would like to talk in my January update about New Year's resolutions, specifically resolutions that relate to science teaching. Now, I did a quick Google search on New Year's resolutions for teachers, and there are plenty out there. Some focus on teachers being more efficient and organized at the job, such as grading papers with a shorter turnaround time, or finding new ways to use technology for teaching and classroom management. Some resolutions have teachers pledging to say, stay positive and laugh more with students, listen more to students, and enjoy being with them. Other teachers want to take advantage of professional development opportunities in a new area and set career goals to move onward and upward and to stick to those goals. Certainly, personal health and wellness, especially getting to and maintaining a good work-life balance, is key for all of us so we can be the best we can be for our students. I came up with two teaching resolutions for 2015. One resolution I have is to strengthen my connections with my fellow teachers on campus. I have noticed that my students struggle to see the application of what they are learning in my earth science courses with their non-science courses and majors. I need to work harder to help students learn about the relevance of earth science to their majors and their overall lives. I have already scheduled some individual lunch meetings with campus teachers outside of the sciences so I can learn more about the content they teach, to share what I teach, and see if we can come up with simple and relevant connections students can see and understand. A nice side effect will be that I can spread earth science content among teachers across my school. My second resolution will be to take advantage of at least one field-based professional development opportunity. I learn geology best when I am outdoors, and by taking part in a field trip, I will be able to learn in the field, take lots of my own photos, and then integrate my knowledge and stories into my classes for my students, allowing them to learn from my authentic experience. So, I am curious to know, have any of you created New Year's resolutions relating to your teaching or your professional development? Share your resolutions on the PESTA website, and if you haven't made a resolution yet, it's not too late to commit to one for 2015. If at any time you have any questions or comments relating to PESTA, please don't hesitate to contact me through the PESTA website or through my email address at gerton@psu.edu. Good luck to all of us in keeping all of the New Year's resolutions we have made, and don't forget to keep checking the PESTA website for continuous news updates and opportunities in the earth and space sciences.